Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kroeter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Sirotka. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jeff Blauser. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeremy Gonzalez. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jeremy Gonzalez. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morandini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to third. Caruso moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Servais settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Durham scores. Caruso moves to third. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morandini moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Sosa reaches second base with a double. Morandini scores. Grace goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blauser hits a fly ball into right field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sosa moves to third. 2 outs. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Servais hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kroeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kroeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Sirotka is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sirotka takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Hernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caruso takes first base on ball 4. Sirotka moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeremy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morandini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morandini hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Morandini reaches second base with a double. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive towards first. Grace reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Hernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Blauser strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Servais is 0 for 1 in the game. Servais hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Servais reaches second base with a double. Mieske scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Jeremy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Servais scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morandini is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek pinch hits for Tony Castillo. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kreuter moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kreuter scores. Snopek moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. Snopek moves to third. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Servais settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the White Sox 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Snopek now playing shortstop. James Baldwin now pitching. Mark Grace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive off the glove of Thomas, and into shallow right field. Grace reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grace moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Blauser takes first base on ball 4. Sosa moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cordero. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. Sosa scores. Blauser moves to third. It's 10-2, Cubs. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Servais is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Servais strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morandini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the White Sox 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morandini hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morandini moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-2, Cubs. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Servais is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Servais hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron pinch hits for James Baldwin. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mieske. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Cubs. Kenny Steenstra now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Servais and he is safe. Bell steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. It's 13-4, Cubs. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Steenstra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. It's 13-5, Cubs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-7, Cubs. Terry Mulholland now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a pop-up into center field. Hernandez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Fordham now pitching. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grace is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a pop-up towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Norton pinch hits for Tom Fordham. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sosa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Hernandez now playing left field. Mark Pistiotin now pitching. Terrell Lowry now playing center field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Cervais for a passed ball. Thomas moves to third. Bell moves to second. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ordonez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.